This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has been placed under medical supervision as her family traveled to Scotland to be with the 96-year-old monarch. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Buckingham Palace made the announcement after doctors of the monarch had recommended the move due to concern for her health. The Queen had cancelled a meeting a day earlier with the Privy Council after medics advised her to rest. Prince Charles, the heir to the throne, and his wife, Camilla, travelled to Balmoral, where she is resting, to be with her. Prince William, Charles's eldest son, is en route. Queen Elizabeth marked 7 decades on the throne this year. She has increasingly handed over duties to Prince Charles and other royals, as she has struggled to get around. Karen Chamas, London.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan as tensions with China remain high over its claims to be the self-governed island.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan as tensions with China remain high over China's claims to the island. A steady stream of U.S. visitors have met with Taiwanese officials in Taiwan since U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited last month. China, in response, has stepped up military harassment of Taiwan, sending warships, warplanes, and drones towards the island daily. The delegation met with Taiwan's president, who said the visit conveys rock-solid support for Taiwan from the U.S. Congress. Florida Democrat Stephanie Murphy said deepening economic relations with Taiwan is one of the most important things Congress can do right now, particularly by pushing for a trade agreement with Taiwan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is making a show of force in Europe as the U.S. boosts aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Its top diplomat is in Kyiv, its defense chief in Germany, both announcing major new military aid for Ukraine and other nations whom Russia is threatening. On an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration has told Congress it intends to give $2 billion in long-term financing to 19 nations most potentially at risk of Russian aggression. Earlier at a German airbase.
The war is at another key moment.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a $675 million package of heavy weaponry for Ukraine. The U.S. has now allotted more than $15 billion in aid to the country since President Biden took office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening to halt all energy shipments to Europe if the European Union goes ahead with a proposal to cap the price of Russian gas. Putin made the declaration in a speech Wednesday to an economic forum in Russia's Far East. He also vowed that Russia would not lose what he calls its special military operation in Ukraine. The U.S. and France say Moscow is already using energy as a weapon to weaken Europe's opposition to its invasion, with the main conduit for Russian gas into Europe, Nord Stream 1, shut for maintenance. Economic ministers from the United States and 13 Indo-Pacific countries will begin negotiations Thursday on Washington's first major Pan-Asian trade engagement effort in nearly a decade. The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks in Los Angeles will seek to define a sweeping platform for market-driven economies to engage on trade and data flows, environmental and labor standards, supply chains, and anti-corruption efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden launched the initiative in May during a trip to Tokyo. The Philippines' president has okayed the removal of face masks in public more than 2 years after the law was imposed. The Philippines and Myanmar are one of the last countries in Southeast Asia to lift the compulsory wearing of masks outdoors. Authorities have said the change will take effect as soon as President Ferdinand Marcos, China, issues an executive order. The Philippines Interior Minister has said a study has shown that lifting mask-wearing requirements in other countries has not led to a surge in new infections. And recapping our top story, Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been placed under medical supervision as her family traveled to Scotland to be with the 96-year-old monarch. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.